revolution in Libya officially ended 1 year ago, and elections have been held. Libya, we are told, has now joined the free world.
Well, there we are. That's the official line. There's peace in Libya. There's no trouble between the tribes, and democracy is coming soon.
Who's committing these abuses?
Nothing changed. Nothing except the flag.
On this week's In Focus, we uncover the dirty secrets of the new Libya and find a country still at war with itself. This is Mufti, a politician in the new Libya. In his hotel room at the five-star Radisson Blue Hotel in Tripoli, he is watching an historic event.
Sayyid Ali Zidane.
What are you doing now?
Counting the results.
Who's winning?
So far, Ali Zidane. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sayyid Ali Zidane.
It's an old, an old trick.
The country's General National Congress is voting to elect its new prime minister. The previous PM lasted less than a month after he failed to choose a cabinet which kept various tribes happy.
Libya is going to be democratic?
Much better.
It's not democratic yet, is it?
No, it is democratic. What do you think about this? Honestly, what do you think about this?
This is democracy?
Yes. Yes.
Voting
for to choose their prime minister. This is democracy. In our own eyes, you know, watching this, to compare it to Gaddafi's days, this is a picnic. This is good. Gaddafi used to have a fake assembly, get them together, have someone in the back room running the show. Everything. People don't watch anything. They have to just to follow the rules. Now they are choosing by their own decision, you know, by their own will.
Only 60% of Libyans voted at the general elections, many boycotted. A sign that the road to an inclusive democracy has only just begun, and it isn't going to be easy.
Is security more important than democracy at the moment, then?
Yes.
Can you have democracy without security?
No. Especially in Libya, especially when it's over. It's Ali Zidane. And I have Zidane 88. So tonight is going to be Ali Zidane night.
A former diplomat under Gaddafi, Ali Zidane defected to the opposition in 1980. He was credited with playing a major role in getting NATO to intervene in the war. His appointment comes at a critical time as Libya remains a dangerous place. This is Hanan. She represents a new Libyan human rights group.
Hanan, what human rights abuses are happening in Libya at the moment? But I thought Gaddafi had gone. Who's committing these abuses? What do you mean? Can you explain that to me? Why are the revolutionaries imprisoning people and torturing people? Who are they imprisoning?
يعني فأعطى الشرعية لكل بعض هذه الكتائب بحيث إنهم هم يقبضوا على لأي شخص بمجرد أن يشكوا فيه بدون حتى دليل يتم القبض عليه حتى في أي وقت يكون متأخر حتى في نصف الليل فيتم القبض عليه ويتم بدون حتى ما يتم تحويله للتحقيق إلا بعد فترة من عدة أشهر.
Amnesty International agrees. In a report earlier this year, they cited widespread human rights violations, including arbitrary arrests and detention, torture, including to death, impunity for unlawful killings, and forcible displacements. They estimate that there are over 4,000 people held in centers without legal protection.
Is the situation getting better or worse in Libya now?
Yes, so.
Why is that? I mean, is it because the government doesn't have control?
نعم، العدالة مش موجودة وعدم تفعيل. طبعاً لعدم تفعيل القانون. أيوة غياب رجال الشرطة طبعاً غياب الأمن وكذا.
Attacks are often instigated for no other reason than revenge. One example cited in Amnesty's report is the case of a 31-year-old woman accused of being a Gaddafi loyalist. She was detained for 3 days, subjected to electric shocks, beaten and whipped until she lost consciousness. She also had urine poured over her. The guards threatened to rape her mother if she did not confess. She has not received any justice for what happened to her, and her house has since been firebombed. And then there's the violence in the former Gaddafi stronghold of Bani Walid. Groups inside the town captured and tortured to death a fighter from Misrata. Government fighters and militias from Misrata then laid siege to the town. Scores have been killed in the fighting. At the GNC headquarters in Tripoli, tribal elders from across the country are arriving in an effort to mediate between the two sides.
So this is how things work in the new Libya. Village elders coming all the way across the country here to the General National Congress in Tripoli to help negotiate between the tribes, a sign of greater inclusion and of democratic values perhaps, but also a reminder that Libya largely remains a tribal society.
They were warmly welcomed as they made their way in to discuss the siege with the Prime Minister. I asked them when they were heading to Bani Walid.
Tomorrow.
And then?
But this is going to go on for a long time, right? These feuds between different tribes.
وبعدين نردوا بن وليد مصرات الزنتان الزاوية وبنغازي ودرنا وطبرق والبيضة هذين كلن في مؤتمر مع بعضه مؤتمر الشعب الليبي كله مع بعضه بعد العيد.
But days after this interview, the siege was still going on. Scores have been killed, including civilians. There have also been allegations of revolutionary troops using illegal weapons as they shelled the town.
There's currently a siege going on in Bani Walid. Revolutionaries are getting killed, civilians are being killed. Should this be happening?
No, it shouldn't be happening. But I'm afraid it's an inevitability. Bani Walid supported Gaddafi all along. They were the backbone of the Gaddafi regime for 42 years. They find it very difficult to accept their defeat. And they are threatening the revolution. They are kidnapping people, they are torturing people, they are killing people. The Libyan General Congress had no option, no option whatsoever, but to order the troops to liberate Bani Walid. We cannot have a Gaddafi enclave in Libya. Libya is a sovereign state, there is a revolution, and they have to accept that they have been defeated already. They have to give in now.
Not long ago, it was Gaddafi's soldiers who were receiving international condemnation on a daily basis for shelling civilian areas.
But does that make it okay to kill civilians in Bani Walid?
It's never okay to kill civilians. And the government troops are doing their very best to avoid killing civilians. I know there is a lot in the media about human rights violations and all that. This is totally baseless. We are doing our very best to avoid civilian casualties.
We've been told that there's been fighting, people killed or people injured today in Bani Walid and the outskirts.
And tomorrow too. There's no gun to. So it's a price you have to pay.
I was told that the flag that we see all around us, the revolutionary flag, is still called the revolutionary flag rather than the Libyan flag. Is that correct?
العلم هذا هو العلم الليبي. لكن اللي تو شايلينهم الثوار. الثوار يسلموا للحكومة، ما زالت الحكومة. تو الثوار يسلموا للحكومة، يسلموا السلاح ويسلموا العلم ويسلموا النشيد للحكومة. تو نحن في عام ونص ما تبتناش الدولة. ما عندناش دستور مازال.
Well, there we are. That's the official line. There's peace in Libya. There's no trouble between the tribes, and democracy is coming soon. I wonder if any of that is really true.
The Libyan government recently claimed that the siege had ended, but now admit that their troops are still not in control. Many in Libya simply refuse to acknowledge the new government as legitimate.
And it's not just in Bani Walid where violence is continuing. In Sirte, which is the last major city to fall to the revolutionaries during the war, there is a curfew in place. Nobody is allowed out after 10 p.m. Why? Because there's been clashes between young men in the Wafala tribe who are from the region around Bani Walid and young men from Misrata. There's also been many shops firebombed in Sabha. Now the streets of Misrata are peaceful tonight, they're quiet, but violence does threaten to break out in other cities around Libya at any time.
And threats aren't only coming from within. The recent killing of the US ambassador in Benghazi, initially blamed on violent protesters, has now been acknowledged as a terrorist attack. Its culprits have still not been found. Many say they could not have been Libyan.
I'm afraid Al-Qaeda is in Libya. And we in the Democratic Party said this all along. The Qaeda feed on trouble. They see Libya as an opportunity for them to spread their influence throughout North Africa. This is a threat.
In Tripoli's newly renamed Martyrs Square, despite the problems, people are willing to give the new government a chance.
We don't need too much, only a job, car, security. That's all.
And democracy?
Democracy, yes, absolutely. Democracy is now, you see. This is democracy. You could see, walk freely. You have no police, no have right to give you maybe a kick without saying only something. So many difference. You see, 2 years ago, you walk from there, they will search you. Search you, put their hands in your pockets. Ask you what in it. It's a bomb, it's are you revolutions, are with Al-Gaddafi, Gaddafis, or anti-Gaddafis. This is incredible, terrible. So, I mean, come on, if I see you on the street, I would search you. Something unbelievable.
I spotted some policemen and asked to speak to them. I was directed to talk to one of the revolutionary fighters in plain clothes instead. It was clear who was in charge.
But I was walking past here the other night and I saw two men with big knives chasing another man. And the police were here, they did nothing about it. It's pretty chaotic here in Tripoli, isn't it?
طبعا بحكم ان نوصل لك المعلومه حكم كل يوم توكا هي معناها مش توكا دائما اللي فيها موجوده علينا احنا طبعا الشرطه حكم لابد لنا يساعدوهم الثوار حاليا فهمت زينا احنا تو
ليبيا تبدا من الصفر يعني تكوين جديد ونحطم من الله ان ان شاء الله نحن عندنا امل كبير ان ليبيا حتبدا بدايه صحيحه صحة تعليم اقتصاد تجارة حتبدأ ليبيا أسس سليمة يعني على أساس سليم
تو ماشي إن شاء الله بركة رب العالمين شو بنقول لك وثاني حاجة إن ماشي إن شاء الله بدأ يتفعل القانون شوي شوي فهمت لأن البلاد كيف بنت من أول من جديد إن شاء الله حاولوا إن زي فرنس طبعا كيف قعدت 10 سنين مش كونت حكومة وكونت كذا كذا واحنا نشوف ان شاء الله نكون الافضل ان شاء الله.
But not everyone is so jubilant. Down the road amongst the rubble of this former fortress, we found a lot of rebuilding work is required.
Well, welcome to Gaddafi's compound. Not long ago, this used to be a tourist attraction where people would come from all around Libya to see from where he ruled the country. Now it's a very different place, effectively a home for the homeless. And it's a very dangerous place. Even the taxi driver who dropped us off said he wouldn't drive us in here and wait for us.
We found Abdullah playing with friends on the desolate streets.
So you guys live in here?
Yes, I do.
What's it like?
It is like this. I mean, I could say. I live here in rain. It's my house right here. I live on Bab el-Azizi.
And is there much police or army security in there?
No, I don't.
Why not? Why are the police and army not in there?
They not come here.
Gaddafi's headquarters is now home to criminal gangs. Drug dealing and prostitution is rife. Law-abiding families etch out a living amongst them.
Are you optimistic about the future or are you scared? What's going to happen?
Actually, I'm scared what's happening. There's not hope here from Libya.
No hope, but there's been a revolution. A lot of people...
No, nothing here. Nothing changed.
What do you mean nothing's changed?
Nothing except the flag.
Under Gaddafi, Libya had the highest literacy rate in Africa. Healthcare was free, and the country's Human Development Index was amongst the best in the developing world. This was achieved despite wide-ranging sanctions imposed by Western countries. The average Libyan was thought of as well off by those in neighboring countries. I wanted to know whether the Libyan people really would be better off after the revolution.
There is the problem of corruption, no doubt about it. We are going to fight it, but it's going to take time.
Already a problem with corruption?
Yes.
What kind of corruption are you talking about?
In the absence of law, in the absence of justice system, we those who play with money and who would like to take advantage of the system will think, and they are right about this, that hey, this is our chance, let us grab it right now.
Successive economic ministers have made clear there will now be wide-scale privatizations of industries as the country adapts to a market economy. History suggests that some Libyans are likely to get rich quick at the expense of the rest.
Usually, if you struck a deal, it's what, 5%, 4% commission? The commission in Libya reached 40%, 50%.
This politician told me that during the Gaddafi's years, ministers used to get a commission of about 40% for setting up deals. He told me that we want to bring that down to about 4%. Is it right that ministers in a government get a commission for making deals?
Of course not right. We don't want corruption. The days of corruption are gone forever.
But does that surprise you? This politician is in one of the main parties. Was very open about politicians getting commission on deals.
Well, if you give me his name, we'll put it on the internet and we'll ask for his removal, of course.
And what's it going to be under in the new Libya?
The new Libya, anything under the law. Under the law.
What if the law says 40%?
No way. No way is going to say that. It's not acceptable.
With so many contracts up for sale, the will of the people is not all that's at stake in the power struggle now gripping the parliament. And it's not just the domestic players who want their share.
If anyone said that there is no foreign influence in Libya, he would be fooling himself.
The countries that helped the revolutionaries will get preference, right?
It's fair.
During the war, allegations surfaced of deals between Western governments and the revolutionaries, chiefly concerning the divvying up of Libya's oil wealth.
You don't think they want oil?
They, and not oil, and they are not doing favor for us. What they have done is a favor for human race, for humanitarian cause.
But every country acts in its self-interest. It's not, no country acts just for favors. We all know that. Why do you think Britain and France were here?
What do you want us to do with our oil? Sell it, is that right? Sell it to whom?
At what kind of price?
No, what's the alternative? What's the alternative?
Once Gaddafi's gone, there are some powerful circles in the West that they don't like this. They don't want Libya to become a democracy. They don't want Libya to become a modern state, because a democratic Libya would threaten the interests of the oil companies in Saudi Arabia and in the Gulf states.
And if it became a democracy, it would give more of its oil wealth to its people, right? Rather than giving good deals to the Western oil companies.
That's part of it. They don't like it. They want the status quo to continue forever.
So what is the status quo in Libya?
Well, the status quo is that the people must not have decision in determining their affairs. The Arab world must remain a prisoner to oil interests. Democracy is a nuisance, and the decisions will be made in Western circles, and orders will be given to rulers in the Arab world who will obey them and execute them. It's been the case for the last 40, 50 years, and I'm afraid some people in the West don't want this to change.
So you think Western governments want to control Libya?
Everybody wants to control Libya.
This skepticism of Western intentions, however, is not shared by all, especially by those currently ruling.
I myself would like very much welcome any influence who can help me protecting my borders. I cannot protect my borders in the south, in this area of smuggling of Gaddafi apparatus in Chad, in Mali, in Niger, who are spending millions. I would like very much to welcome the French, the British, the American support. Why not? For example.
Troops here or what?
In the border troops, why not? In the borders, yes.
Are Saudi Arabia and Qatar having a positive role in Libya now?
No. Saudi Arabia and Qatar are determined to see the Libyan revolution fail.
But they helped. Qatar was one of your main backers.
Yes.
How have things changed?
They helped the revolution in order to control it, I'm afraid. The Qataris and the Saudis want Libya to go back to Gaddafi's people, or if that's not possible, then the alternative should be Muslim fundamentalism on the way Saudi Arabia is governed, the same model of Saudi Arabia. They don't want a democracy. So the Libyan people are now very aware of the Saudi and Qatari conspiracy against the Libyan revolution.
With the largest oil reserves in Africa and the fifth largest in the world, foreign powers were hardly likely to leave Libya alone. And as other oil-rich states in Africa can testify, the greater the wealth, often the greater the chance of corruption. It is still too early to tell whether Libya really is better off after the revolution. For many, all they can do is hope.